Hello and good morning, you two. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good morning.
Man, I'll tell you, the revamping of Hollywood Exes, the reunion on VH1, it comes at the absolute most positive time because we need something other than the 5 p.m. news.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is it like for... What is it like for the two of you to all of a sudden, here we go in 2020, there's something here that we can all look forward to now instead of, you know, trying to hide away from the world?
It's, you know what, it's a wonderful thing to just be reunited, I guess, in a sense, because as my sister has said, we were never disconnected. So to be reunited on television is a wonderful thing. And at a time where our nation is so divided right now, it's great to see unity on TV. It's great to see women supporting each other on TV. It's great to have the laughter and the comedic relief because everybody is so stressed with the coronavirus and people still waiting for stimulus checks and unemployment to kick in. It's like, look, we need a break. What is going on? So, yeah, to see my girls and be able to have that girl time and share with the audience, it's much needed right now.
I'll tell you another connection that's happening with Hollywood X's reunion is the fact that the Gen Z can now hang out with the millennials who can hang out with the Gen X's because, I mean, it's been a part of our life, and so now they can go back and binge watch the early episodes.
I'll tell you, that's what I did. I binge watched, and it was amazing because I'm able to see it from a different perspective. I just watched it as a viewer because I just wanted to, you know, it's been 6 years. So I just kind of want to refresh myself, and I'll tell you, I enjoyed it so much. Yeah. I'm like, this is an amazing show.
Well, do you think that's because
so great.
Do you think that's because when the show was first coming out and we were watching it on TV that you guys didn't really get to watch it as real people, but now that there's been enough space and time, you can sit back and say, damn.
Yes, because you don't, you know, when I watched it, you know, as it aired, you're watching it. I have a tendency to be very critical of myself. So I'm watching it. I'm critiquing myself. So I was so far removed that I could just watch it and enjoy it as a fan. And what was done was done. It's not like I could go back. It was what it was. So I was able to really be in the moment and really enjoy it.
Dre.
Yeah, and being able to go back and watch it, you really did realize, like, these women are not just my friends. I'm a fan of these women.
Yes.
Like, watching their strength and their growth. And you're like, yes, girl, look at my sister doing. Yes, yes. So it was, like, so amazing. But it was also bittersweet because I was, you know, as you go back and you have the reunion and you meet up with your girls and you're looking at the episodes, you think, this was an amazing show. And it kind of just ended abruptly.
Yep.
So people did not get to see even the evolution and things that we went through going from, some of us went from a Hollywood X to an X again to so many things happened that it's like, because of this reunion now, I'm going to go ahead and put it on that good old universe. We'll be coming back because clearly people want to see more of Hollywood X's.
Well, you're absolutely right about that.
Our show is that.
I was going to say, you're absolutely right about that, because we're in a place in history where we need everything that you guys have personally experienced by way of dance as well as fashion. I think we're on the brink of another roaring 20s, and you guys, with your skills and stuff like that behind the scenes, are going to help usher that in.
Hey, let's do it. Dre and I are prepped and ready.
Yeah, we are ready to go.
We are sitting on ready.
And ready to bring.
So right. Ready to serve.
Yes,
we're here to serve.
Yes, and you're so right. Like, because of everything and the tension, when you do think about the Roaring 20s and the Great Depression, entertainment was everybody's outlet. And it's like, okay, we need some stress relief. So, yes, with the dance and my sister, old fashion icon that she is, yes, and making that old whoop ass, getting people's lives together, sitting in the house crusty, not bathing
because
you're upset. Yes, we need that.
We're whooping ass. We're whooping ass and taking names, honey.
Yes,
ass and taking names.
Now, between the two of you, what's the one thing that you've missed over the past 6 years, not being up there and stuff like that? Because this has to be rocking your memories, but at the same time, your creative imagination have got to be going, I'm not turning this monster off again. No way. We're going to move forward.
You know, for me,
it was for 3 years of your life seeing these amazing women every day.
Being able because to touch each other.
Yeah. Being able to touch each other and hug each other and love on one another. You know, it's different because when you're not filming, yes, you have to go into the world of being the mom, the entrepreneur, and the aunts and those type of things. But when you have your girls, it's kind of like, you know, when we recharge our phones. So it was difficult not having my girls to recharge. So that was the most difficult part, I would say, for me. But now the sky is the limit because it's a time such as this, it's really needed, and with the change that's happening in reality TV right now, people really are getting fed up with the violence against women by women. They're really getting fed up with not seeing unity because so much is going on in our nation right now that I think there's a hunger and a need for it.
You're right, and I think there's a pull for something more positive, you know, and I think 6 years ago, I really think maybe that's why we're not, you know, on the air. Because we weren't that high drama. We weren't attacking one another. We weren't belittling, you know, each other. We had a respect and a real sisterhood. And I think such a time as this, I think people really need to see that. People want hope. People want positivity. People want peace and healing. And I really think we embody a lot of that.
You know what's really interesting?
My sister is so humble, but let me say this. She goes to hell. Okay? Let's just be real with it this morning, y'all. Yeah, she's so humble, but she said it in such a nice, angelic way. We are dope as hell. And it's a good time. It is a really good time. Our show is fun. It's comedic relief. It's spiritual uplifting. It's sisterhood. The bond. We have the bond and the sisterhood that when people watch it, everybody goes, I want that with my girlfriend.
That's right. And we weren't out, you know, when I, like I said, I was able to watch it as just a viewer and a fan. We weren't out for self.
Yep. Yep.
You know, we really were in it together. We really were connected as a family and as a sister dynamic, you know. So you got to watch it. You just got to watch it. Like she said, we're dope.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And then I'll tell you the reason why I love the fact that you guys are back on Hollywood X's is because you're communicating face to face. We live in the generation of the Zoom right now. And I'm hoping that people will be inspired by your love for each other by having real, honest to God conversations.
Yes.
And necessary. It's necessary.
Yep, it sure is.
Because that's the only way you can really, that paves the way for anything paves the way for peace, paves the way for healing. So it is that time to have those conversations.
You bet.
Because I think we realize, too, that life is short.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think we want to waste it. I have a different sense of, and a different respect for time and the way I spend my time and what I watch, what I listen to.
Yeah. And I think it's time for us to have real connections. And that's what we have on Hollywood X's. It is a real bond. It is a real sisterhood.
Yep.
It is a real love. And people are looking for that in such a time where people feel so alone and so disconnected from friends and family and loved ones. To see that, it is, like Cherie said, it gives you hope that there can be the bond, there can be love, there can be happiness, that the rainbow does come out after the storm. So, yeah, it's just a beautiful thing all around.
You got to come back to this show anytime in the future. I love talking to the two of you.
Oh, bless you. We love being with you.
Yes, we do.
You have a brilliant and safe weekend, okay? And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, y'all. Check your Hollywood X's reunion on the 24th email.